we first saw what we call that sort of type of John chapter 20, verse 17, it tells us, He has done this for you. He has forgiven you. He has restored his relationship with you. So if you continue to insist that, oh, no, there's no way I could possibly be a brother of Christ, and actually, I'm going to teach my earthly brother of his instead, because I don't feel like I can go to Jesus for you. I'm going to go to sentence, and I'm going to pray to him, and we're going to have our own little earthly brother of his groups of monks that we gather together that would be my brother of his Christ. He can't possibly be a true Christian in my circumstances. But I don't think there's any danger of me rejecting the faith of brother of his people. You're saying that your earthly brother of his man so it sounds really nice and humble to say, oh, this is whatever. Jesus, and then people like to do Jesus, but you just have to accept what Jesus has done for you. Don't let your mind let you get away. So that's kind of where we are, and we are going to pick it up in chapter 27 today. Words are about them. Let judge those words. Ask you yourself, dear friend, what is your friend? What does your heart say about this? Do you truly regard God as your father? Do you yourself as a dear child? Let that be your response to us. No, says the heart. I do not know that. How can I attribute such a great and glorious thing to myself? In which your mouth calls God a father and your heart is calling yourself in him a father. You should much rather confess your weakness. I should call you my father. I should call you according to your word of command. Unfortunately, I'm worried that my heart is lying as a bad foot. But worse, it's not that I'm lying to myself, but I'm also calling you a liar. Help me to avoid defrauding, not to make you into a liar. For I cannot become a liar myself, as I first met you. So, you see that what we preach to them in this sermon, at this point, is a thing that is a comfort by giving them permission to confess. Not that they don't. That they're not mistaken racism and the faith that Jesus is Lord, but you know, it's like I believe, help my unbelief. There's always a part of us that needs to doubt what God has created and feel to us is true. And this is one of those things. How many times we just rattle off our Father who art in heaven without being able to experience it, and then if you do actually stop to think of it, you can admit it. Thank you. earth can save us completely. Otherwise, we would already be in perfect bliss. If you were able to confess this perfectly, this would have already been. This side of heaven, none of us can see it perfectly. That's a good thing. Yet, I was experimenting with as a little child. God's creation and law, which consists of all that we see of God's creation.
What else do you seek in order to have forgiveness to be seen? Why do you become a cartoonist? Or run barefooted to Rome and hide in politics? Well, then, run there if you want. Not God's name, but in the name of the devil himself. For in this way, you have denied not only grace, but also the law, and have fallen away from God completely because you seek works of holiness, which God is not coming to do with this.
Thank you.
It's not just the primarily for strikingly frightfulness and peace. For whom of all people, no matter how holy and godly they were, had to tremble in despair. Where are you now? How have I so completely lost you? Everything has been swallowed up, completely drowned, and flooded by a victory. Where is that victory? Of whom did it come from? Thanks be to God. To the other things, rising higher and doing more. That's what faith does. most important and necessary point about sacrifice is how we become free from the terrors of sin, death, and hell, and to obtain a cheerful conscience toward God so that we can truly press our Father from our hearts. When that is not true, everything else is lost. Today we torture ourselves to death with works. Because this is still lacking in all people, we think that we should be to learn it. It's been talking about me, it's been our way of doing it. It's a mission to glorify God for His power. So, my last encouragement to you is coming back to the message. To be so interested in this as we come in all the things that He's done, that He's done. Thank you.